Okay, this is a weird poem. It's called March 27th. It's a short poem. And, you know, we talked about everything earlier. If you weren't there, it's too bad. About how you have to give yourself up, as Ira says, with passion. And poverty, if necessary. I don't want to make a big federal case of it. Those of you who want to be artists have to understand that. So I'm going over what things cost, in effect. And how I managed to survive. The hat he bought in 1949 for 50 cents. He knew it for sure. The scarf in 1950 for 14 cents. He planted his beans 3 inches apart, 2 inches deep, and put a worm in every two holes, for he was giving back. And for this purpose, he carried a 20-ounce can without a label, though it had probably housed asparagus tips or even French-cut beans itself. And that should be coming full cycle, and he would get on his knees for that and let the water take him where it had to. He was where he wanted to be. His shirt cost a quarter. His pants cost 80 cents. But that was before the legs were covered with mud. The can was rusty, and both of his hands were red. He was on a hill down from the cheap mulberry. The birch was in a corner by itself. His shoulder was getting tender, but he had 50 more worms to go, or 100. He used a stick, and he would stay there at least an hour, swelling or no swelling. And he would finish his scraping, God or no God.